Hey, it's Nick from 50 Campfires, and this is the Daily Outdoor that we recorded on January 16th, 2018. We give a rundown of some of our favorite outdoor gear, as well as activities that keep us busy during the winter months. We'd love to hear what you do. How do you stay active and get outside when it's cold out? For now, enjoy. All right, it is Tuesday, and the technology in my building is failed.
Fickle. Sometimes that happens.
What's up, everybody? This is Nick from 50 Campfires.
Clint from 50 Campfires. Campfires.
The Inland Campfire.
Cut. Do it over. Do it over.
That's not the way this works.
It's not, because it's live.
If you were watching just before, we had some technical difficulties. Hopefully we are back and better than ever. And it is still Tuesday.
Why are you putting the bar so high right out of the gate?
Because I want them to keep watching.
Better than ever.
Yeah, better than we were 10 minutes ago.
I feel pretty good. Let's do it. Let's keep going.
So you were about to tell me what you did this last weekend.
Yeah. I was telling the folks last week a little bit that we were going up to the North Shore of Minnesota.
Yes.
And there is a couple up there that quit the big expensive CEO life down in Minneapolis, is the story. And put $1.2 million into renovating a bunch of train rail cars into hotel rooms.
I was fishing on the Mississippi River, and I told myself, if I'm this next cast, I catch a catfish, I'm buying that building.
I'm buying 10 rail cars. So it's pretty cool. I would recommend doing that.
So Bill says his favorite winter activities are a toss-up between ice fishing and camp cooking. He's a hearty man.
Bill, what do you mean? You like camp cooking in the winter. He likes cooking outside in the winter.
Dutch ovens?
Sure.
Yeah, so I guess he just likes cooking all year round. Must be a thing.
He likes a challenge.
Yeah, I think that's the deal. Yes. Clearly, that's the deal.
All right, so anyways, I didn't mean to interrupt your story.
I would just recommend it.
To these train cars.
Yeah, absolutely. And so also, it had been probably 20 years since I was to the little town of Two Harbors.
It is snowing right now in Mississippi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Carrie D says that she wishes that she can make it up to the North Shore.
It's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So if you live in Minnesota or anywhere in the Midwest and you're going to be in the area, the Northern Railway train cars are worth it. They were fantastic. Yeah, it was cool.
And you guys, it was a guys' weekend or was a...
No, it was me and my wife from my sister and her husband.
Cool.
Lots of groovy little bars in Two Harbors. Fun place to hang out.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Gene says one of the favorite activities in the winter is a bonfire while it's snowing.
Ooh.
That's kind of like a hot tub while it's snowing. I'm going to change my answer. My favorite thing to do in the winter is sit in a hot tub in the middle of a blizzard.
Really?
Oh.
If you're,
I love it.
Something in my eye. In this case, one of my top three would have to be taking a sauna in the middle of a snowstorm.
Oh, yes.
Walking out into just crazy flurry snow in between sauna rounds.
I just thought of a piece of pop culture that we can tie into the show today.
Really? Because I did too.
I am not a football fan.
Right, you're not.
That's a confession. I don't watch football, but I did watch it this last weekend.
You had to.
I watched the Vikings win this last weekend. The chairs we're sitting in right now?
Yeah.
Came out of the Metrodome, which is where the Vikings last played a Super Bowl game?
I mean, they didn't play... Not at the Metrodome.
No.
I didn't play a championship game then.
All right, there we go.
Was that there with the Saints in 2009? That wasn't on our home turf, was it? It was down
Dusty
south.
Says his favorite thing to do during the winter is nap.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Dusty, I mean, yes, but,
I feel like not a lot of people get Dusty's humor. And I'm hoping
you
it's humor because he's very dry.
You're all over it.
All right, so some of our favorite activities. Clint, I wanted to share a few with you. Keep chiming in. Let us know what you love to do in the winter. I'd love to talk about them because that brought up the idea of the winter hot tub. And I haven't thought about that at all.
I would say my number one thing is, if the conditions are right, is definitely cross-country skiing. My wife got me into it when I met her many years ago. And if it's if it's a good 10, 15 degrees out and the trails are freshly groomed and there's no wind, man, that's where it's at for me. I absolutely love that.
So Bill clarified, above 15 degrees cooking outdoors, below 15 degrees experiment indoors at the cabin or a heated wall.
Ah, there we go. Oof. There we go.
So I really have enjoyed snowshoeing the last couple of years. My wife got me a pair of snowshoes last Christmas or the Christmas before.
Yeah.
And got them for the kids as well. Snowshoeing is cool because there's no kind of learning curve in the same way that there is for cross country skis.
There's no, you don't have to learn how to snowshoe.
You get to a hill on a pair of cross country skis and it's like,
yep.
If you don't know what you're doing, it could be
it's tricky.
So I'm going to post a link here down below. If you've never snowshoed before, I did a little bit of research before the show started and there you can get into a pair of snowshoes, like really highly rated snowshoes for about $50 on Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's, oh, now I need the poles and the boots and this and that, but.
My mom, cool. I would say, five, six, 7 years ago now, my mom bought Yukon Charlie snowshoes for everyone in the family.
Yeah.
Cheap. Yep. Can't wreck them. Been beating them up every year. They're great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they last. That's pretty awesome.
So my other thing that I really dig or have been digging in the winter. Outdoor Bill says that there's a tip for a beginning snowshoer, and that is to get poles as well.
Yeah.
I actually do have a pair of poles. For the kids as well,
yep.
For the snowshoes, just to be able to
if it's
balance.
Deep.
And
if it's deep, it helps
totally.
A lot.
So I've been ice fishing.
Yeah.
Can I tell you another confession of mine?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
I despise winter. My hands crack open. I get really cold.
You're living in the wrong part of the country, Chief.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man.
I know, but
you get kind of a little gadgety with your ice fishing.
I do. So I wanted to share this. This is called a Vexilar FL18.
Okay.
It is essentially, it turns ice fishing into a video game.
<That's>
which
fantastic.
Is how I keep my son's attention while we do it.
Sure.
Because imagine you're sitting on this frozen lake. There's no one around. You're in a little hut trying to stay warm.
Right.
You drop this thing down the hole. And you can literally see how far the fish is from the hole. You can see how big the fish is, all while you're sitting above the ice.
Have you done the ones where there's a video camera ever? Did your church ever try that?
So Outdoor Bill has been trying to convince me to show my son videos of the AquaView.
Yeah.
Which is like this thing that you can turn around and it's a camera.
Yeah. You're going to have to buy it immediately if you show it to him.
Yes. Yes.
Right? He's going to insist that that's something that you guys have.
So Kathy,
no question about
Kathy's
it.
Chiming in that she would love to hike the AT, I'm assuming the Appalachian Trail, in the winter.
Oh, man. Is that a thing?
Kathy.
Like winter camping the whole way?
Yeah. What do you know about
that's
this?
That's pretty rugged.
I would like to know more about what she knows about winter
I'm
hiking
sure
the Appalachian
do.
Trail.
Yeah. The only problem.
She has to start up in the mountain. I mean,
because
the Appalachian Trail goes through Mount Washington, right?
What's tough about that is if you're doing it unassisted, that's a lot more poundage to carry in the winter for winter camping.
Totally.
That'd be challenging.
Yes.
No question about it.
Sorry, I realize I still have my fish finder up on the screen. I would love to know more about that because when we were up at Mount Washington, which was the windiest place on Earth, the coldest place?
Coldest wind chill recorded. In the world?
Yeah, I think so. 2 weeks ago it was -93.
-93 degrees.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
And the Appalachian Trail doesn't start too far from there.
Right.
It cuts across there.
Yeah. Absolutely true.
Oh, no thank you. All right. Anyways, one thing that I think we can both agree on for winter activities is awesome clothes, right?
No question about
it. And one of the
it.
Things that we came across this year was darn tough socks.
Oh, man.
So, you know, you'd said a couple of things that you like for winter, whether it's a windbreaker, hats, or whatever. But, surviving the worst this year, but at least really like ice fishing.
You have to have a pair of good socks.
Yes.
Absolutely. And so, it's hard to make an argument not to get darn tough socks.
Well, especially after visiting their factory. I should come back and post the link when we were there. We actually visited the factory, toured it. The care that they're putting into building socks in Vermont is insane.
And meeting meeting the woman who deals with the returns was like, this is legit. Like everything that they say is exactly true. They do have a lifetime warranty. Because you remember, we were there and I said, what's the craziest thing that's ever
the
happened
warranty
here?
Return?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a guy's dog ate a full pair of socks and passed the socks.
No.
And then shipped them back.
No, not into it.
And they sent him a new pair.
Ugh.
And told him to watch where he leaves stuff. Like, try to prevent his dog from ingesting an entire pair of socks.
It's probably time to put your dog in a doggy obedience school if that's the way that.
Isn't he lucky that something really bad didn't happen?
Get all bound up.
Like, if
let's
I
stop talking about
I got to think if I ate a pair of wool socks, things are going to go poorly for me, don't you think?
How much?
How much would I have to pay you to eat a pair of wool socks? You could have one condiment on them.
Can I? Obviously, we're doing this under medical supervision.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're going to go with Baby Ray's barbecue.
Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
The next thing is you get a new pair of
on wool socks.
I think we're getting up into thousands of dollars. I think the discomfort's going to be high. I think it's going to be pretty brutal. Yeah, $5,000.
Okay, well, I'm going to start a Kickstarter campaign. This is the official announcement. I'm trying to raise $5,000 for Clint to get a pair of wool socks.
And then we'll test their return policy.
And then you go out in the cold.
Yeah,
I'm super into it.
I'm into it. It's going to happen.
All right, so Barbzilla enjoys fat tire biking, snowmobiling.
Cameron Jeff, have you driven yours in the winter yet?
Yes, I have.
Fun?
Yes. It makes it worth having it.
Barbzilla, I want to know more about your guilty pleasure of bar stool and lawnmower ice racing.
Why do I feel like I've seen a YouTube video of this?
Is it are the bar stools motorized?
Yeah.
I've seen this as well.
Yeah.
Do you own one of these bar stools?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Do you go to an event where they have them, or did you build one?
We can swing by the next time we're in town, because I would love a ride.
That sounds super fun.
Yes, into it.
Yeah, please answer. Did you build one? I want to know. That's pretty crazy.
Yes, she does own one.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Super into it.
How fast does it go?
How fast is your bar stool?
110 miles an hour.
Yeah, like
25. Does it? Have you ridden one, Jeff?
I think they do go like around 20 or 25.
Yeah, they probably put it. They probably put a different on it.
Motor?
Governor.
No, if you put different gears on them, where the pulley goes around, you can change the gear ratio so they go out faster. So they don't have as much power, but the high end is a lot more.
We were talking about favorite winter outdoor activities. We've talked about ice fishing. We've talked about snowshoeing. We've talked about cross-country skiing. And my favorite now is barstool racing. Also, the idea of sitting in a hot tub during a blizzard.
And sitting in a hot tub.
Ooh, Cindy's got snow in Alabama as well.
Really?
This is great.
So I'm curious how often that happens for you guys down there. Is this something that really is extremely rare? I would think so.
Sure.
Yeah.
Depends how far south you are.
Yeah, and you go, if you get a ways down, there's no infrastructure to remove the snow. It turns into a real problem.
Barbzilla does not own a bar stool racer, but she has rode on one. Sort of. It seems like a story that could go
Story's getting shoddy, Barbzilla.
All right, cool. Well, we will be back. Why can't I talk?
What's happening?
I'm cold.
Do you have a stroke?
It's actually really... No. We will be back on Thursday.
There you go. Very deliberate.
With...
Get it out.
With more for you. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Good luck into the week. It's Nick from 50 Campfires.
Nick from 50 Campfires.
You guys have a good rest of your week. We'll see you on Thursday.
So what do you think? Did we convince you to start ice fishing, maybe go out snowshoeing or cross-country skiing? We hope that we've inspired you to get outside and do more when it's cold outside. We'd love to hear what you think. Visit our Anchor page at anchor.fm/50campfires. And as always, you can find more great tips, tricks, and gear at 50campfires.com. See you soon.